Hello,
good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, Ben? How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. I'm so sorry about the delay. How about you? How you doing today?
Yeah, good. Just a little hot. Sitting in the air conditioning.
Oh, I see. We had a call scheduled right now. Is it a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Let me just go ahead pull everything up. Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, so what are we going to do? So what do I do to get this thing up and running?
Okay. So let's go ahead and see where we're at. Have you checked the website recently?
No, actually I haven't. I've been working 24 hours and I just got done yesterday, so I've not had any time for about a couple of weeks to look at anything.
That's fine.
Does it look good? Let me get on the computer. Hold on.
I just want to get on the same page with the website, you know, make sure, you know, any adjustments that you'd like to make, you know, we want to go over them. Since you mentioned you had a brief conversation with the web developer the other day, I just wanted to, take some time to make sure that the website's on point.
Okay.
Are you using the dashboard to get the reviews, or would we need to go through the walkthrough as well for the app?
Yeah, I'm trying to get. I'm trying to pull it up on my laptop.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem. You're working late.
Yeah, just 5 hours. Okay, so what do you see here? If I have enough power for my computer. Let's go search. No, I don't. I'm going to put this in there.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, let's go. It was charging and it stopped. Hold on a second. Charge for this. Okay, so where should I go to look at the website?
Okay, so if you're doing it through the laptop, you can actually even go directly here and request the adjustments. Let me just show you how. You're going to open the browser. You know, Google Chrome, for example.
Yep.
And then just type in my.localsplash.com.
My.local.com.
My.localsplash.com. Local Splash. Just
okay.
Text that over, okay?
I did that.
You got it? Okay. So is it showing you the your business, or is it asking you for the username and password? What's it doing?
I just went to another page where it says online marketing. This is tracking, web design, contact.
So you see log in anywhere?
There's another one where it says... it says https://mylocalsplash.com.
Did you add a dot between my and local?
No, hold on a second.
Let me make sure there's a dash there. A dot. Mm-hmm. I just texted you how I should look.
Okay, let's see. Text. Yeah, I see that. Do I click on that?
Well, if you click on it, it's going to open up on your phone, but you want to open it on your laptop, right? I sent you an email, too.
I see that on my laptop right now.
Okay.
I'm on the laptop.
Okay.
So do I click the same thing that I see?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I see it. All right.
You see your business now?
Yeah. Well, I see everything. The
perfect.
Local Splash.
So on the left-hand side, for example, do you see under the logo, do you see where it says website, a little button that says web editor?
Web editor. Oh, yes, yes.
Uh-huh. So you can click there.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. So just to show you, for example, here, you can basically leave comments on what you want or more or less what you're looking for that goes directly to the web developer. All right, so, for example, on the right-hand side, do you see a little black box with, like, a little chat icon?
When you say a little black box, I see like a square that says play, plus a circle with three dots and then another thing.
Let me just send you a little screenshot here, just so you can to see if you're looking at the same thing I am, okay? Just 1 second.
So basically, the back of the, you see the guy with the pipe that's holding that pipe?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Can I change that picture to, like, my van?
Absolutely. I can change that right away.
Yeah.
Replace that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I sent you a little screenshot there. Let me know if you see that little box I circled.
Go and see. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. The box that has, looks like play, and then plus, and then...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, perfect. So basically the... I'm just refreshing the picture right now. I just refreshed it. You can refresh your screen if you'd like.
Okay.
You can see the new picture I chose.
Okay.
Let me know if you like those.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. So what I wanted to show you, for example, if you're ever here, let's say you're working on your laptop and you want to make specific adjustments, you can click that little plus sign that you see under play, right?
Just
and you can,
okay.
you can, and then mm-hmm. it tells you to click anywhere to add a comment, right? So let's say you see specific section that you want to change, right? You just hit that little plus sign, then you click on it, and then it gives you the option to add a little comment. So you can say, you know, more or less what type of adjustment you'd like to make.
Okay.
So, I think you want to do it, you know, on the website, right? Of course, we can do it directly. That's just a little feature that we now have, right? So I just wanted to show you that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, for example, I just changed that picture there. What else would you like to change? Where can we update here?
Okay, so the next sections where it shows all the, like, the gym cleaning and drain repair and water heater installation and broken pipe and repair service and water. Can we change those pictures?
Okay, yeah, I can change those too. Absolutely. Let me just see. So do you like that order? Would you like to change the order? What do you want to do with the order?
Drain cleaning, drain line repair. No, that looks good. It's just, I would like to find, I'd like to find our, you know, my company of our staff doing, you know, repairs.
Yeah.
The generic ones.
Okay. No, absolutely. Let me just see. So, drain cleaning picture. What can we use for drain cleaning? Do you have any picture in mind that you like? Let me see.
Well, that was the thing, because I have so many pictures I wanted to... I tried last time to try to set it again, and I was having so many problems.
Uploading them through the dashboard, like we did it the other day?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Because the picture I used right now, that was one of the ones you uploaded the other day.
Yeah, exactly. That came from one of the ones. That's a pretty good picture, right? You like that?
Yeah, I like it. I like it, absolutely.
Those are my Vans, yeah.
Let me choose one here. I mean, maybe that may not be the specific one you want, right? But we can always adjust it, right? But I mean, let's just select a few here.
Is there any possible way where I could send you pictures directly to where you can upload it?
Yeah, you can text them to me, or you can...
Yeah, because I have them on my phone, and I could text them to you directly, and that way you'll have them.
Please do. Uh-huh, absolutely. You can text them, or like we said, you can upload them directly through the dashboard. It's easier if you upload them through the dashboard, but whatever you feel is better, right? Whatever. But if you upload them through the dashboard directly, I see them too.
Yeah, I think for right now, just texting you, because I'm having a problem trying to even...
upload.
I'm not computer savvy. Yeah, exactly. And I've tried downloading. I mean, it's just big. I've just got this new computer, by the way. So it's not like the old ones where, you know, you could put in a box and send them. So I've just been having problems.
Yeah, no, I get it. Absolutely. And like we said, it's no problem. Now, main reason I bring it up is for the quality of the picture or the resolution of the picture. Sometimes when somebody sends a text, the picture is downsized to just fit the phone, right? And the picture of the phone is much smaller than the picture on the computer, right? You need a bigger picture for it not to look blurry on the computer. So
right.
That's the only drawback. Now on the on the phone, for example, it actually opens up the gallery, and you can upload them directly through there as well. I can show you how to do it. Really, really simple. And it gives us the original sized photo. Or like I said, you could text it. Either or. If you feel better texting, that's fine.
So this is what I want to do. Okay, so let me see if you can... let me see. Because you just sent me that right there.
Because you still have the app on your phone? Still have it installed?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hold on one second.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so this one. So this one. This one. This one.
So I just received a text message, but I only got, it's only a dot.
Yeah, I took it on purpose.
Okay.
So that I can pull you up.
Gotcha.
And then now I'm sending the other one. I want to see if you can do these. Okay, here they come. Pairing. Maybe not that one. Also, I think I sent the video. You don't do videos, do you?
Yes, we do videos, but videos, you can't text them. Videos, okay. When you text them, we can't use them. Videos, they are very small when you text them. You would need to upload them to the app. There's a section there for videos. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... What happened here? Okay, so... So you are not able to get those. Let's see. So you only got so local splash. So let me see this again. Is it this one? One. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so share. Okay, so I'm putting a share on there.
Making a little slideshow on your website, you can actually refresh it if you'd like.
Just loading it right now.
I got another message, but it's empty.
So it's empty. So I'm sending you. Why isn't it coming through here? I'm texting it back to what you're texting to me.
Yeah, and is it not letting you upload pictures?
Well, no, I'm uploading it and I'm texting it to you, but it's not showing up.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because the messages I'm getting are empty. Let's see, but do you have the Local Splash app installed, Kevin? You said you do, right?
Yeah, on my phone, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah, because on your phone it takes you directly to your gallery. And you can select them from there.
Alright, so how do I do that?
So you would just need to open the app.
Alright, let me go to the app.
Uh-huh.
Local Splash app. Alright.
Alright.
Okay. This is... Okay, now, now I'm on it.
Okay. Do you see your business or does it say get started now?
It says, I see drain cleaning Montebello.
Okay, and so then, you should be your business. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so do you see a little menu on the upper right-hand side, three
yeah.
little lines? Okay,
yeah.
So to upload pictures, what you're going to do is you're going to hit that menu,
okay.
And you're going to look for business information. Business info.
Okay, I did that, okay.
Uh-huh, and then you're going to hit media.
Okay.
And then you go to business photos.
Okay, business photos.
And
okay.
You see a little plus sign that says new?
Hold on a second. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you go ahead and hit that. Now it should be, if it's, it should be under business photos, okay? Because there's one under business videos too. There's two sections.
Yeah, it's under business photos.
Mm-hmm.
But so I see some of the other ones that I uploaded too that are here.
That you sent, that you send them through text right now, or did you upload the other day?
No, the other day. It's
oh, yeah.
So you see all the other ones, right?
Yeah. No, I see a few, okay. A few of the new ones you uploaded on the 27th, February 27th.
Yeah.
You see the date there? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can
okay.
always add more. Mm-hmm. Or we can use those, right? But wait, out of those ones, which ones would you like to use for drain cleaning, for example?
Damn. So this is a problem because it's only showing recent jobs. It doesn't show, it doesn't go back as far as like...
You mean your gallery?
Yeah. How do I get into the gallery?
Because when you hit new, it should open the gallery, right?
Yeah, but it's not it, the.
It just shows you the most recent.
Back. Yeah, I think it's just on the phone, not on. You know. Yeah, it's just on the phone. So, collections, the camera favorites. Let's see here. No.
So it doesn't show you the old pictures, just the new ones?
Yeah, just the new ones.
So what if you go to the gallery directly, just go to that picture and then hit share. Can we try that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
Yeah.
So I'll go, this is select from gallery or take a photo. So we'll go like this. So now I'm on the gallery. Now I'm on the, let's see. Okay, so.
If we're going to do it this way, you can do it from just your gallery directly. We can get out of the app, right? If you're going to share.
Yeah, we'll share it. So like that.
So just get out of here. Just go to your gallery.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And just go find a picture that you want to send. Or you can even press and hold to select a few at a time.
Yeah, I got a couple that I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's try to send 5 at a time first, though, to make sure that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Uh-huh. 4... 5. Okay, go share. All right.
Mhm.
All right. And what do I do now?
You can either text them or email it. You can hit email. You can hit text.
I'll. Now, who am I gonna email it to?
I'm gonna give that to you. It's gonna be support.
Okay, so let me email it.
Uh-huh.
So, Gmail. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. SUPPORT. Support.
Okay, so what's it going to be now?
It's going to be support.
Okay.
SUPPORT.
Uh-huh.
At localsplash.com.
Splash.
Localsplash.com.
Oh, splash, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me just text that over.
So this is going to be through the email. So supportlocalsplash.com.
Support@localsplash.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes, support@localsplash.com. Support@localsplash.com. Okay. And then... Okay. Did you get those?
Let me just check the email. Just refreshing the email here, okay? Does it show a set already?
Yes, I sent 5 or 6
5.
In a row.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a minute to get them, okay?
Why is it taking so long?
Yeah, I'm checking. I'm checking here. Just one more minute. Because I'm refreshing the email, and I'm not getting your pictures yet.
Yeah, now you see the problem, right?
Yeah, no, of course. Did you get any type of error message, or does it look normal on your end? Does it look, do you see it under set or under draft? Where do you see it?
No, it looks like it's... This is trouble connecting. You need an internet connection to share? What? What is it? Oh. My Wi-Fi was off? Why does it say it's off?
It shows like the Wi-Fi is off?
Yeah, that's weird. Hold on one second with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why it says my wife. It says Wi-Fi on and then Wi-Fi calling's off. Server's on.
So it's showing you is on, but it's the email thing is off?
Yeah, it says it was off.
Can you try resending that email?
Yeah, I'm trying to send the one to you. Hey, Sato, I'm going to send you something right now. Something's not right.
Okay, okay. Do you think we need to restart the phone?
Yeah, can I call you back to see if I can?
Yeah, I can call you. I can call you back too. I can call you back if you'd like.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why this is happening, other than the fact that it's freezing, it's just preparing images, and it's not, like not even doing a regular text.
Okay. Yeah, you can call me back too, or you can text me. I got the last one that says hello. I did receive that
one. Yeah, so that worked. Yeah, so.
I can text me too. You can text me when you're available, I can give you a call back.
Yeah, let's do that, because I got to figure out what's going on with my phone.
Okay, that sounds good.
So far, because I wanted to change. So if I go, let's see. So if I go on right where it says drain cleaning, I'm going right there, and then I can. Well, those are the images right there. Delete all images, or when I get my phone worked out, I'll call you back, because that's what's holding me back, is to try to get these images on there.
Okay.
Like, so you have some images you can put, like the ones that I did see on here, like let's say for. Since this isn't working, I'm not gonna worry about this right now.
Yeah, did you refresh the website so you can see the new pictures I added there?
Oh, okay, let me see.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna refresh it. I made a little slideshow at the top. Changes every few seconds. I can change the other pictures.
Oh, good, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can change the other pictures, you know. I can use the ones you already added. But, you know, we can definitely use more. I mean, once we figure this issue out, we can, you know, you can tell me, you can either send us an email, tell us, you know, what picture you want where, or you can just send them all together and we can redesign it with the new picture. So we'd rather use your pictures.
Hey, right where it says contact us?
Uh-huh.
You could put another picture there, huh?
Yeah. I can change that, uh-huh.
Can you change that to another one of my pictures?
Yeah, absolutely. You mean where it says about us, or?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Oh, yeah, the slideshow.
Uh-huh, okay.
That's
cool. That's good. Glad you like it. I'm going to
let's
go
also
ahead.
Do the slideshow. Look.
I'm going to change the About Us picture, too. Give me a second.
Looks pretty cool, huh?
Example, you send me the email, let's say, before and after with the same angle, we can go ahead and, you know, set up a nice feature there where the picture can, the customer can slide their finger left and right, and they can see the actual adjustment, right, the actual change.
Okay.
Okay, so I just republished the About Us picture, so you can change it there. I'm gonna change the Contact Us picture here too. Just give me a moment. So you can just refresh the website again.
Okay. I'll refresh.
Okay. You can check, you know, the About Us section, Contact Us down there.
Yeah.
See those new pictures? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Then I gotta get you a warm up with a lot of heaters this year.
I'm sorry?
I wanna get you the one with a water heater. Mr. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, go over here.
More.
Over here, talk business information, media, Contact Us 17, new pictures over here. Okay, those are the ones right there. Oh, okay, see the one where I'm doing the drain cleaning?
No, the one where you're doing the drain cleaning.
Yeah, that's me with the red shirt, with the red shirt and small drain cleaning equipment.
Okay, so we can add that for drain cleaning?
Yeah, you can add that for drink cleaning.
Okay.
And then...
I just republished again.
Okay,
you can refresh. Let me know if that was the correct picture or if I need to change it.
Okay, yeah, it's perfect. Okay, then broken pipes. Okay, for the broken pipe, there'll be the one which is me standing on the pipe repairing on the ones that I sent you, the one on the bottom far right, where I'm inside the trench.
And you're inside? Okay, the one sent 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see.
So broken repair.
Okay. Okay. Just republish that one. You want to refresh. So. Let me know if that was the correct one.
Cool. Did a minute. Now it looks more like.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. What else should we change?
Let me see. Repiping services. Now that one, I'll have to. This is contact us if you view more. Repiping letters of those contact us. Does it say anything about remodeling? We remodeled so it's reliable, consistent to contact us.
We can add remodeling to the services. We don't have it, but we can add it.
You could say remodel after repairs have been made. So, and then I could show you my jobs that I just did just now. Better.
But should we add that as a service, or should we add it as a feature to the repair job?
Yeah. So. Yeah, so add it as once we do the repair, we can remodel as well, in other words.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we can add those.
And I'll show you a picture right now, a video, let me see. So this will have to go under video instead of. Because it's on. Yeah. Let me see here. Thanks so much for your help, man.
Oh, no problem. No problem. That's what we're here for. Glad I could help.
Yeah.
I'm trying to select the photos, okay.
Not letting you send us pictures.
Did I send you some?
I'm sorry?
Did I send you some or no?
I haven't received any new pictures.
Let me see here. Let me do it on this one. So here's home. Media services, drain repair, water users, club, club repairs. Where is this one? Okay. Business. More central. Okay, this is information. This is media, logo, cover, and then here's all the pictures. Yeah. Put down here. Okay, this is photos. Okay,
so on the laptop, where do I, add photos, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. Add photos. Okay, and then use in social posts, no. Upload to Google, no. Here. So here's all the ones that I wanted to add, and it never worked.
It doesn't let you upload them to the dashboard?
Yeah, it just was not letting me do it.
Are you trying it right now and it doesn't let you?
Yeah. I'm trying to go to... I don't know how to go to photos.
Are you on the laptop?
Yeah, I'm on the laptop. I went, it says show options. Options, no.
Okay, so when you hit add photos, it tells you to either drag them or click here to add photos, right?
Yeah, it says drag and drop.
Uh-huh. Or click here, right? Okay, so just go ahead and hit click here.
Yeah.
Okay, and then just go on the left-hand side, you should see a few folders, right? Do you see where it says documents, downloads, all of that?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know where your pictures are? Are they in downloads, or are they in documents, or in photos?
Let me check downloads.
Uh-huh. No. Or do you have them on your desktop? Maybe?
They're not on my desktop. They're on the computer.
Yeah, but you know, on the computer, you know, there's a desktop folder too, right? You should see desktop there.
Here's the, when I put application.
Uh-huh.
You want to say photos. Photo booth? No.
Okay.
Application won't let me do it.
Let me ask you, is this a Windows computer?
No, mine's an Apple.
Apple computer, okay.
Mine's an Apple, right, Tato? Yeah, Apple.
Okay.
Mac.
It's a Mac, okay. So let's say you want to just open the pictures on your computer. Right, just go to the folder where your pictures are on your computer.
Then just go to the photos, in other words, right?
Yeah, not on the, yeah, just go to your photos on the computer, uh-huh.
Okay. So, let me... Okay. So, let me just get out of here. I'm just going to shut this up. Cancel, close, and then just down here,
Just, Alright, so now I'm going to take photos. Photos. Okay, now I'm in my photos.
Okay, so now you see the pictures that you want to upload on your computer?
Yeah, I'm going to right now.
Okay, so once you're there, you're just going to open the Safari or Google Chrome, whatever you're using.
I'll just buy this one. Do you want a chair?
I'm sorry?
Well, how do I do it? I put share, or what do I do?
Okay. So now that you're in the laptop, you're in the photos right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I need you to open the browser that we were using again, where you had the dashboard open. Were you using Google Chrome, or were you using Safari? What were you using on your laptop right now? Now you remember the section where it said drag and drop?
Oh, were you gonna try to do that again?
Yeah, just go to that drag and drop section. Are you able to make the window smaller? Are you able to have both the folder and the browser open at the same time?
Yeah, I'm trying to do that right now. Okay. So, okay, let me see if I can do that. So here we are right here. Contact request. Okay, so this is. No. Bookmarks, no. Yeah, go right here. Okay, so contact us.
You're gonna go to my.local/.com.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Uh huh.
My.local/.com.
Okay. My.local/.com. Uh huh.
Okay. Now I'm here. Okay. I'm gonna mark that. So that's done. Okay. Now let me go to business contact list. Well, I'm okay. Web is okay. Local review business information. Okay. Now go to the pictures. Pictures.
After business info. Uh huh. You can pick media. You just start scrolling down.
And then go to photos. Right. Go to photos.
Yep. Uh huh.
Okay, add photo.
Yep.
Okay, there it is right there. Now let's tag that in there.
Yeah, so you're going to try and drag and drop the pictures? try to drag and drop them here?
I just did one. I don't know if it's good though.
Okay. Do you see stay after you drag one? What do you see?
No, it's good.
Okay, let me just check here, see if it was uploaded.
No. Man, why won't it do it?
Doesn't let you drop them there?
Well, it goes in it, but it won't drop down in. And this is the closest I've ever gotten.
Okay. But let me see. Can you take a picture on your phone? Can you send me a screen what you're looking at on your web on your laptop?
Yeah.
Please. Uh huh.
Okay. All right, Sacco, can you do me a favor? Nothing, I'll do it. Okay, you're going to see the picture if I can do it. Drag and drop. You'll see.
So you need to have both windows open, right? The browser and the folder.
It dragged and it dropped, but it dropped somewhere. Where did this thing drop? That's weird.
Did it go to your desktop, or did it go to the bottom section where all the apps are?
So here, I'm gonna do it again and take a picture. Okay, that's not working.
Okay, let me send you. I'm gonna send you so you can screen share. And that way you can show me exactly what you're looking at, okay? So I can walk you through it. Just give me a moment here.
Can we share screens?
Yes, I'm going to send you a little meeting so you can share your screen with me, okay? Just give me a moment here. I'm going to email you the link, okay? Just give me a moment. Okay, sent you an email there.
Is it support local splash.com? No, that's that's you? No.
Yeah, I just sent you an email there. It just says link for screen sharing. Let me know.
Okay. That probably went to my other phone.
Yeah, I sent it to the emails. It says, or I can text it to you and you can type it on the computer. You can do that too. But if you open the email on your computer, you can just open that link. This one here. I need you to open it on the computer, though, so you can share that.
So type this in on my computer?
Yes. Uh-huh. Where you type in the website, just type that in. meet.google.com/ those letters there. Just open a new tab wherever you're on the dashboard.
Okay. So, new meter? What do I do now? Workshop.
Okay, so did you type in meet.google.com and then those letters as well? Because that's the meeting room, the letters.
What are the letters?
Okay, so just type this in, okay? I'm gonna read it out.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, you mean the code?
You know that it's okay. It says meet.google.com.
Yeah.
And then you slash, use the forward slash. And you gotta type in I as in igloo.
Oh, is this what I'm typing into the code?
No. Where the website goes?
Okay, let me do this. Mm-hmm. Let me go back there again.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just get out of here. Let's start over again. So I messed up.
No worries.
All right. That's right. Are you willing to offer some of those initial services? I would appreciate that. I'm able to offer pro bono services for counselors. Okay. Now, meet M-E-T, okay.
Dot Google. And the little forward slash.
Okay. All right.
Then it's gonna be I as in India.
Uh-huh.
O as in Oscar.
Okay.
H as in Henry.
Uh-huh.
Dash.
Mm-hmm.
T as in Tom. F as in Frank.
F.
V as in Victor.
Uh-huh.
O as in Oscar.
Uh-huh.
Dash.
D as dash in or forward slash?
No, the little dash. Uh-huh, the little dash. The little hyphen. Uh-huh.
Is that the one that looks like a minus sign?
Yeah, exactly. That one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. So, right when you said meet.google.com/IOH and dash, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Little minus
okay,
icon.
Let me change that. Then T-F-B-O dash again?
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay, all right, now what?
Now it's going to be B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
G as in George.
Okay.
T as in Charlie.
She isn't charted, okay.
She looked just like the text I sent you right now, if you want to confirm.
Yeah, because I didn't see all that.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Trying to go on it, it's not... Yeah, no, it didn't have all that on it. Okay, so now just go on it, okay.
Uh-huh,
all
yeah,
right.
Open it. Just hit ask
to
join.
Receive desktop notifications. Allow notification. Let's meet. Alert you to. Oh, ask to join. Okay, there you go. All right.
Okay. Accepted the meeting. See on the bottom. You know, the mute icon and then the camera.
Yeah.
And there's a little
yeah,
laptop with a arrow pointing up. It says screen share. Or share screen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just go ahead and hit that.
So the microphone, the camera, and then the the arrow with the screen?
Yeah, just go ahead and hit that arrow with that laptop.
Okay, I did that.
Uh-huh, and then just show all tabs or show all windows.
It says open system setting.
So when you hit
Google Chrome would like to record this computer screen and audio, do I need to record it or not?
You don't have to. I mean, when you hit that little icon, do you see, you know, tabs, window, or full screen?
No, all I see is it says Google Chrome would like to record this computer screen and audio, grant access to the application and privacy and security.
Oh, it's a terms. Okay, then yes, you accept that?
All right. Okay. Now what's happening?
Are you seeing the tabs that you can share, or what do you see?
Now it went to another thing. Now it says screen and system audio recording. System audio recording only. And it has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, network, battery, general access, accessibilities, appearance, Siri, control center, desktop, dock, display.
No. Let's go back, please.
Okay, now it says Chrome tab, Windows, and entire screen.
Okay, go ahead and hit entire screen.
Okay. Entire screen, okay. Is that you with the arrow right there?
Yeah, you can share it, uh-huh. I'm looking at the meeting here.
This is open system setting.
When you hit a full screen, what does it say?
Well, I haven't hit full screen yet because right now it says to share your screen, allow screen recording for Chrome and system setting.
Oh, yeah.
So just say open system setting?
Yes.
Okay, I did that. Now it went back to that same thing again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see anywhere that says allow or screen sharing?
It's asking for a password.
For your Google password?
It's privacy, security lock, privacy and security is trying to modify your system, setting enter your password to allow this.
Yeah, probably your email password.
Okay, Google Chrome is requesting to bypass the system privacy windows picker and directly access your screen and audio allow. Okay. It says Google Chrome may not be able to record. Okay, later. All right. I don't know what's going on. There's
permissions that it was asking for. But once you're done with that, we're going to try again.
Open system to share open system.
Yeah, but you already hit allow and everything, right?
Yeah, and okay. it just keeps going back in the same circle again.
Just go back. Well, have you already hit allow? Just go back.
I did.
Uh-huh, just go back to the meeting again.
To share your screen, allow screen recording for Chrome in the in system setting.
Still asking you to allow?
Yeah.
Okay, on the upper right-hand side. I'm sorry, upper left-hand side, where it says meet.google.com.
Yes.
Do you see a little microphone or, you know, a little camera there or a little icon next to meet.google.com?
Yeah, I see that. I see the camera.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
It says memory usage 192.
See, all of the permissions there, like notifications, camera, microphone. You see those permissions there?
No. No. Why is this so hard, bro? No, I wish you could see this. Hey, you can't do a call on the phone like a video call.
Yeah, you could do it on the phone too.
Well, if you have a video call to call me, I could show you.
Okay, you can open that link that I sent you through text. You can open it on the phone. Uh huh.
Okay, because I'm trying to open it up on the phone. It's not letting me.
What does it say?
Well, it says meet google.com. I press on it.
Yep. Is it asking you to download an app?
Okay, hold on. All right, there we go. So, all right. So now join here. Ruben.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's the join. Okay. Can you hear me through here, Kevin? Okay, you're muted on your phone. I don't know if you, do you see a little mute button on the bottom? Because I can't hear the call. The phone call is no longer active, but I see it's muted right here. On this meeting here. Do you see the little microphone and the little camera on your phone? You could toggle the mute button off.
Hello?
Hello, Kevin?
Yeah, so it went off again?